Consumer spending accounts for about 60% of the Australian economy. It's one of the key reasons Australia recently posted its weakest annual economic growth figures since the GFC. The Reserve Bank has now stepped in with two rate cuts over the past 2 months. And the federal government, of course, is putting cash into household bank accounts with $1,000 tax checks for many. But the latest data continues to show that Australian consumers are keeping their wallets closed. Mark Leander is our regular Monday finance commentator. Hi, Michael.
Morning, Fran.
So, Michael, just how weak is the latest takeout on this consumer spending?
Look, Fran, every month CommSec releases the Business Sales Indicator, or BSI as it's known. It's a measure of economy-wide spending, and it's calculated by tracking the value of credit and debit card transactions processed by the Commonwealth Bank through its merchant facilities. So it's a pretty broad measure of consumer spending across a lot of categories, including things like cars, airline tickets, retail and personal services. The seasonally adjusted BSI fell 1.1% in June. That's the first decline in 6 months and quite a big one. The BSI in trend terms, which are more stable and smoothed out, was flat, but that was the weakest growth rate since February 2017, so more than 2 years. And annual trend sales growth fell from 4.6 down to 4.1%, and it's now well below average and the slowest pace in 19 months. Now, separately, last week, the Commonwealth Bank also put out a different quarterly measure on spending, which it compiles by analysing its own customers' transactions. And in the second quarter of 2019, not only was household income growth only a little bit higher, but consumer spending remained pretty soft as well. Commonwealth Bank Chief Economist Michael Blythe says falling home values make many households feel poorer and more cautious with their spending.
We're seeing very weak income growth, and obviously that's a constraint on consumers' ability to spend, and the kind of downside pressures from that are being intensified at the moment, of course, from the fact that household wealth in Australia has been declining courtesy of falling house prices. So it's very clear to see why policymakers and others are highlighting the consumer as the major source of domestic risk in the Australian economy.
And where is it that consumers are mainly cutting back on their spending?
Well, what we're seeing, it's mainly in the discretionary items, the staples. Growth there has remained pretty strong, and I think that just reflects the growth in the population. So more people, you need more food and so on. So it's more in those sort of discretionary areas to do with things like entertainment, household equipment and furnishings and the like that we're seeing the biggest pullbacks coming through.
That's Commonwealth Bank Chief Economist Michael Blythe. And a recent research report from the Reserve Bank has shed some light, perhaps too, Michael, on one reason why households might be so reticent to spend.
Yeah, so while I was away last Monday, Fran, I was attending a presentation down at the Australian Conference of Economists. One of those presentations was from Reserve Bank economist Benjamin Beckers. He co-authored a paper with two other Reserve Bank economists, and what they found was that mortgage debt levels have an effect on consumer spending, whether or not house prices are rising or falling. Now, this is really important because we're used to hearing about the wealth effect. That's where changes in asset prices affect consumer spending. So your house price goes up, you spend more, and vice versa. But now it seems there's also an independent debt effect. So even if your house price is going up, if you've got a bigger mortgage, you're more likely to cut back on spending. And that makes sense, of course, as people with large mortgages no doubt want to save and build up a buffer as a safeguard against rising rates, temporary job loss or unexpected essential expenses. Michael Blythe says the effect of this heavy debt burden is now showing up in his data in the generational breakdown of who is spending.
What stands out about our latest data readings is when we look at what's happening with spending trends across the generations, well, the weakest part there is the millennials and Gen X. So these are the people who are holding most of that household debt. So it certainly fits in that with the idea that high debt levels are restraining those consumers who are carrying that debt.
That's Michael Blythe. And the concern, of course, Fran, is that the effect of this debt level on spending means that even if house prices turn around, that high debt level means consumers may not suddenly start spending more.
Okay, so the figures we've been looking at have been up to the end of the financial year, the June quarter, the month of June and the June quarter. The tax checks are coming through now, $1,000 into people's pockets, and many people's pockets. Is the trend of weak consumer spending likely to turn around?
Look, unlike some economists, Michael Blythe does believe those tax cuts and the interest rate cuts that are already going into people's bank accounts are likely to substantially boost consumer spending.
We know from history that around about 50% of tax refunds come through in July, August and September. We follow that same pattern. Then what we're talking about is $4 billion getting tipped into consumers' pockets in the third quarter of this year. That's about 1.2% of retail spending. And it's happening at a time, we think, where the appetite to spend is probably better than it has been for a while. So we can come up with measures of household satisfaction based on the sort of surveys we do and the data that we track. And what it shows is a clear improvement in household satisfaction in the first half of 2019. And more satisfied households, we think, are more likely to spend that money when it hits their bank accounts.
And Michael, as Michael Blythe there from the Commonwealth Bank just said, you know, the appetite for spending is picking up. He was talking earlier about how consumer confidence is affected by housing prices. There are increasing signs that the big East Coast property markets have found bottom, at least for now, and are picking up.
That's right, Fran. Auction clearance rates were again very strong over the weekend, with Sydney's preliminary result the highest in around 2 years, a clearance rate above 80%. Melbourne was around 70%. Both of those are likely to be revised lower, and it must be noted that, again, volumes of properties for sale, the number of properties being sold, is much lower than last year. But there are signs that the market is finding a bottom, and for more detailed analysis on this, people can go to the ABC News business webpage. There's an analysis I wrote on Friday together with an excellent video put together by our graphic designer that really explains what some of the factors that are happening in the Australian housing market right now.
Great. And Michael, what should we be looking at for this week?
The key thing is all on Thursday, Fran. We've got a speech from Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe about inflation targeting and economic welfare. So will there be any tweaks to the central bank's approach, or will it just reaffirm its 2-3% inflation target? Macquarie's AGM is also on Thursday and could provide some interesting commentary on the state of financial markets here and abroad.
Okay, and the markets, what are they likely to do today when they open?
Well, US markets fell 0.6%, and that was as traders cut back on bets of a large Fed rate cut next week, as the Fed moved to hose down speculation following a speech by an official earlier last week that had raised hopes of a 0.5 percentage point cut. It's now looking like a 25 basis point cut. That means our futures are down 0.4% as well. And Fran, despite this, the Australian dollar holding firm at 70.4 US cents.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. Michael Yander is the ABC Senior Digital Business Reporter, and you can catch up with the latest financial news and analysis, including, as he mentioned, his analysis of the housing markets on the East Coast, by just head to the ABC News Business website.